Welcome to Terrace House Matcha, the podcast that spills the tea on BGND. Welcome, everyone. We've made it after this long a journey, over a year, in fact, almost 100 episodes. We are here now, the 98th week. Bye-bye, Terrace House. I couldn't be more excited, bringing more energy into this. I am so enthusiastic. I am so just happy to have made the journey in one piece relatively, right? Just what an incredible time to be alive. What an incredible time to be a Terrace House fan. there's not much else I can say. I mean, I can't believe it. Consider, you know, you, everyone here listening to this, if you've made it this far from beginning to end with this podcast, you are absolutely one of the hardest core Terrace House fans on planet Earth. So welcome. You're in good company. This is, you're among friends here, right? This is just a pretty momentous occasion for me. And, you know, it is the 98th week. It is the final episode we're covering, but it's not the end, right? Don't forget, just want to remind you here at the top, next week, we've got the movie to check out, okay? So get your popcorn, get your snacks, get your fizzy drinks. That's about 2 hours or so, I think. So look forward to that, you know, and then after that, we can kind of wave the flag like, all right, we've consumed all the Terrace House there is to consume. And yeah, so look forward to that. Anyways, just wanted to remind you guys that this isn't the end, but we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, like I said, last episode. So I am just really looking forward to it. The house is in such a good place. The roommates, there's romance abound in the house. And I just want to see how they kind of, you know, wrap everything up, like in a nice little neat bow, hopefully, drama-free. And we'll see, you know, what the panel has to say and just the general vibe and mood of the episode. So I'm just, again, you know, I want to save my like last words, my wrap up for later. We'll get into it, of course, but I'm just really, really excited that we got here and you're here with me. So without any further delay, let's go ahead and get everything going here, guys. Get my English subs up. Let me do that. And then we're going to hit play, guys. Here we are. Finally, 98th week. Bye-bye, Terrace House. Let's count it down together in 3, 2, 1, play. Konbanwa. That was a fast konbanwa. Wow. Remember when Yu was in the car in the beginning? And then Tori-chan joined her in the theater? Gosh, that seems like so long ago now. By the end of Boys and Girls Next Door, it's like, you can't really tell this series apart from the other seasons. It's pretty much found its form. This is Terrace House's kind of template for success now. I know. See, that's how I feel too. It's like, I don't want to do it because then it's over. If you don't lift up the box, the cat's still alive. That's right, they had a fire under their ass to get that romance going. Oh, man. They're so cute together. They are. Oh, man. Will we see Fighter Daiki or anyone else that used to live in the house? Ooh, yeah, what if old roommates can visit? We'll see. Oh, yeah. He's got to find somewhere to live, man. He's been there the whole damn time. The only roommate of Terrace House to have lived in his in the house the longest, over spanning 2 years now for Tetchon. Dang, y'all clean your room while they're packing, I guess. Oh man, it's happening. The boxes are out. Are we going to get a cleaning montage? That'd be nice. Like a group cleaning effort. To show the spirit of the Japanese people, like Taka did. It's quiet. No one's talking. They're just thinking. Wow, what's up with that? That's the dirtiest I've ever seen in the kitchen. They just all party and pass out. There's the cup. It looked like a big pain. Dang, they partied hard. She had to clean up after the lovebirds and then go to work. Damn. At least her hair looks cool. Oh, man, there were. Mirrors life. He's like, don't bring it up.
Aw.
She's strong. She got stronger. Is she saying goodbye? She'll be back. It's this damn JRPG music. Will she see them again? Oh no, she's out. She's got her luggage. Thanks, Goob, for all the work, by the way. Translated by Lance Dragons. Timed and all that by Goob. Oh yes, the montage. Shout out to the hardworking people that sub Terrace House for the fan community. Big ups. Without you guys, I wouldn't have a podcast, that's for sure. Holy shit. Why is it happening so early in the episode? Daiki's crying? Oh, man. Johnny. I wasn't ready for it to start already so soon. We're only like 5 minutes in. Oh. Just Tetchon and the couple. He's gonna be the last one to leave. Are you sick? It's only right. It's poetic. Bookend it. Wow, Santa's so sentimental. Can't believe this episode just literally them just all walking out the door. Walking out of my life. Oh, Tetchon. What are you going to do, man, after Terrace House, Tetchon? Aren't you? Are they going to live far apart? Oh, yeah, it'll be a couple days. Oh, taking the keys. Damn. Why has it got me so sad? Oh, my gosh. It's fitting that they're alone at the end here. Gosh, makes me want to go back and watch the first episode again. Well, yeah. Yeah, you don't have much of a choice, Tetra. You're going to be out on the streets. It is like that. She's a free spirit. She's just trying stuff out. I like that first house. A lot of good memories in that first house. It was a good kitchen. Oh man, the sad music. Are they trying to make me cry? Met a lot of people. Can't remember. Did he go to university? It's almost like college for him. Life college. For sure. He's in no rush. He's in no rush. She's like, you got to tell me when you're leaving, man. Pick a time. Yeah, she must have a cold or something. That's too bad. Damn. Had to happen sometime, guys. You guys can't live at Tara's house forever. 2 years. Oh, it's nice of her to clean up after. Wow, man. Started getting nostalgic just thinking about all the memories of the early episodes of BGND. Met a lot of people. Ah, oh, the pictures. Ah, oh, this is going to get me. All the different groups of roommates have their own frame. They left in such a hurry. They liked it. Is that all they have to talk about? Right, let's just talk about the catering. We do. I understand the feeling, guys. Yeah. I feel the same way. Wow. It's real, man. The house is empty. The pictures are packed. The dishes are done, man. Tetchon's a total vibe right now. Hope he's not depressed. It's understandable, though. Ugh. Are they going to say bye? Is she going to leave without saying bye? Really? Ugh. She wanted to see him off, but he's sleeping in too much. She had to go. She's got work. Wow. Tetchon's really all by himself. I'm confused. I thought he was in his bed. Oh, wow. She couldn't do it. Oh, what a way to find out. She left him a gift. I thought that's what that might be. Oh my gosh. He's going to cry. I'm going to cry. Fucking Tetchon, man. That's so nice. Damn it. I hate this song too. Oh, the flashbacks. Oh my gosh, look how different they look. They look so young. It was only a couple years ago. How do they look so different? Ah. That was rough. Man, this really is his house. It's his show. Aw, not always. God, this really was his story, man, in a way. Such a young buck. Yes, on. Oh, man, tough guy. What a look. Oh, fuck. Man, they're going to be best friends forever. And they are. They still hang out. Catch them on Instagram every once in a while. And Daiki and Ipe-chan have that YouTube channel together, too. I think they started that in late 2020, so it's pretty recent stuff, but I don't know if there's any subs for it. Man, what a treasure that book is. Ah, that's so cool, Asane, to do that. Ah. Those memories are priceless. And it's cool to have this show to go back to, you know? He's got this archive here. He can always look back on this stuff. It's really cool. Oh, man. Wow. Oh, it was even awkward to the end. That was good. Oh, man. Yeah, every damn episode, every damn day. 2 whole years. Yeah, they all like him. He would make a good landlord. Live at Tara's house with Dad's John. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is. He's super well-liked. Pretty much, yeah. That was kind of like his last hurrah. Right. So pessimistic. Antagonist till the end. Agreed. Sayonara. Wow, guys. It's no music, just credits here. Wow. Oh, wait. Bonus scene. Post-credit scene. He was Thanos the whole time. What are we doing? Wow. There's the whole world, man. Get out there and get yours, Tetchon. Man, what to even say? You know, just echo what the panel said. You know, we hope the best for them. We hope they go off and live as full lives as possible from here. And I can say now I've seen every single episode of Terrace House that has been released. That's a pretty big deal, I guess. And I've watched a lot of reality TV, too. You know, Real World, Road Rules, a lot of stuff from back in the 90s until now. You know, I've watched Survivor. I watched Survivor when that was like a brand new show. But I can say emphatically that Terrace House absolutely is my favorite reality show of all time. And so, guys, it's not over for us, though. Again, we've got the movie. It's coming up, so look out for that. So I don't want to spend too much time saying goodbyes or anything like that right now, because, like I said, that's about 2 hours long, so get ready. That's going to be one big chonkin' episode. It'll be chonky. So, yeah, look forward to that coming out Matcha Monday, next Monday. So we'll be here, and I can't wait to see what happens in that. That's a lot of content, and we'll see where things go. So really looking forward to it, and there may or may not be a couple surprises with that episode, so look forward to that, too. And so, yeah, guys, we'll just, wrap up here. It was an emotional ending. It was really nice of the roommates to give Tetchon those letters, those pictures all put up in that book. That was why Saina wanted Daiki to leave and then her to send him off. And she just decided it was too, maybe she decided it was too sad. And she couldn't have the emotional moment of giving him the gift. She had to just go first. Or maybe just something happened with her schedule, too. Who knows? But it was emotional. The flashbacks, man, always get me. Always get me. And they look so different than the first episode. Oh, my gosh. I really look forward to, like, binge-watching this season again. I'm sure I will. I don't know when that'll be. But I'm sure there will be a point in time where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to watch all of BGND again. Because it's so good. It's so good. Very few lulls in this whole season to have 98, you know, most of them are quality episodes. It's an achievement. And it's cool to see the evolution of the show, too. Just in the editing and the blocking and just everything. Just the atmosphere. It was a very, I don't know, it was just a different, it was a different feel for the first few dozen episodes there. And they transitioned finally. And when they got the panel, that's when they really started settling in. And became how, you know, Terrace House as we know it now. So, yeah, guys, I just appreciate you guys. Thank you for everything, of course, for listening to my dumbass talk about Terrace House this whole time for these number of years. And again, we're going to go out with a bang, watch the movie next Matcha Monday. Look forward to it. And we'll see you there.